Apparently, 24-year-old producer Daniel Gunderson believes that Frank Sinatra's New York, New York is the proper way to introduce Jim Suhan from New York City prior to the Vikings-Giants game, or what?
Maybe we should have Jim answer that question. Maybe he appreciates it.
I was expecting some sort of hard-driving, you know, something, cliched heavy metal from the 1980s, and instead we get the chairman of the board. Mr. Suhan in New York City, are you offended or appreciative that Frank Sinatra is your bumper music on the Mike McFeely show this afternoon?
Well, it's the city where cliches never sleep.
I think you just answered. Thank you very much, Jim, for that answer. I appreciate that. Hey, we were just talking, and by the way, Jim is with the Star Tribune newspaper and 1500 ESPN out of the Twin Cities. He is in New York City to write about and talk about the Vikings at the Giants game tonight, which you can hear, by the way, right here in the mighty 790 KFGO. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30. My young producer, Daniel Gunderson, was saying, my God, what is Jim going to write about from this game between a 1-4 Vikings team and an 0-6 Giants team? And I said, well, it's better than having to cover the Twins in late September because there's always something to write about with the Vikings. Am I right, Jim, or am I wrong on that? Are you dreading having to write tonight, or are there a lot of storylines in New York City?
Oh, I mean, that's the thing about the NL. That was what I wrote about in this morning's paper. I mean, they're two bad teams, but they're fascinating storylines. You got Eli Manning and Coughlin, who have won two Super Bowls together, who are absolutely at the bottom. They're playing as badly as they ever have with these two guys in town. And the Vikings have intrigue at the quarterback position, the coach position, and coordinator positions, and general manager positions. I mean, the thing, you're either contending or you're looking for solutions, and it's such a short season. There's so few games. I mean, not only am I intrigued by all those storylines, I think it could be a shootout. You get two bad defenses and two capable offenses. It could be a crazy game.
If you're a Vikings fan, tomorrow morning, are you more concerned with the final score or the stat line and the poise and play of the quarterback, Josh Freeman?
The smart fan cares much more about Josh Freeman than the outcome of the game. In fact, I would argue at this point, kind of knowing how bad the defense is, now Harrison Smith's out, I mean, this defense is not fixable right now. I think the best case for this franchise is Freeman basically plays well enough to tell you that he's the quarterback for the next 5 years, and they lose enough games that they get high draft choices where they can fix the defense quickly next year.
Are the Vikings going to do anything special with Freeman at quarterback? I don't want to say it's going to be an audition for him for the next 11 games, but have they changed the offense, do you know, Jim, to, you know, complement his talents, or are they just doing the same thing they were doing, and we're going to see a lot of Adrian Peterson tonight?
Well, I still think you'll see a lot of Adrian Peterson, but I think the idea here is that, you know, Castle and Ponder were not capable of getting the ball deep accurately on time. So you really kind of forewent the real advantage of having Adrian on the team, which is that the safety is down. There should be long passes there to be had. And Freeman's strength is throwing the ball deep. Now, will he play well? Who knows? But if he plays well, he's going to play well in the way that you need a quarterback in this offense to play. There should be receivers open downfield. You should have the safety on a string trying to decide, do I come up and help stop Peterson, or do I get deep to prevent Jerome Simpson from scoring from 70 yards out? That's what Adrian should do. He should create that kind of doubt in the safety's mind, in the defense coordinator's mind. So if Freeman plays well, I don't think it'll be a change in offensive schematics or philosophy. It'll be that when a guy's running open deep, he hits
and gets the ball there and doesn't leave it 10 yards short and the guy's not coming back and all of those things. So if the stat line tomorrow shows Josh Freeman with a couple of 45-yard completions, Vikings fans tomorrow around the water cooler should be saying, okay, that's fine. That what he showed last night was okay.
Yeah, as you know, it's such an important position. There's so many things to go into it. He can't turn the ball over. He's got to have pocket awareness. You'd like to see him be able to run to the occasional first down. You want to see him crisp with his short passes. But, you know, Ponder could throw I can't even say Ponder this year could throw anything accurately. But last year when he was good, he could throw, you know, he could throw the 15-yard out. He could hit the tight end. But he had really struggled getting the ball down the field. Castle, even when he played really well in London, it was really short passes that were thrown on time that gave his receivers a chance to run with the ball. His deep passes were not very impressive. And then last week, Castle's deep passes were intercepted. They were awful. So Freeman should be way better than his two predecessors at that part of the game.
Jim Suhan, Star Tribune newspaper, 1500 ESPN, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. I made this argument last week, Jim, after the Vikings acquired Josh Freeman and after Leslie Frazier said he was going to start against the Giants. And tell me if I was correct or if I'm all wet on this. But I know that the Vikings, their main problem, their biggest problem to me, as you said, is their defense. Their defense is terrible. It's awful. It's getting old. They can't stop anybody anymore. But my argument I made was Josh Freeman, yes, cannot play defense, or no, he can't play defense, but competent play at quarterback can bleed over into a better defensive performance, in part because a decent offense will keep the other team's offense off the field. And so I know it's a complicated question. It's a lot of interwebbing things there, but can a good quarterback play by Josh Freeman help the Vikings defense at least look somewhat better tonight and for the rest of the season?
It should be able to, for two reasons. Number one, yes, longer drives, keeping the other offense off the field, controlling the game a little bit. But the other thing is, the Vikings have always been built to play from ahead. They've always had speed pass rushers. It's one of the reasons they've always been so much better on turf than on grass field. They want to be up by 10 points and cutting Jared Allen and Kevin Williams and Brian Robinson loose. And when you don't have the lead and the other team can run the ball whenever they want, now you're beating up a defensive line that ever since the loss of Pat Williams really hasn't been that good against the run. And now, Kevin Williams is older and all the other Vikings defensive linemen other than Kevin Williams are kind of undersized guys. They're speed guys. It might sound obvious to say you want to play from ahead, but some teams are built where they have to play from ahead. And I think the Vikings defense right now is one of those.
Is this Giants team as terrible as its record suggests? Is this an awful, awful, awful football team, or is it a combination of bad football and bad breaks, or where does this team stand? And are the Vikings, should they be a heavy favorite tonight?
No, the Vikings defense isn't good enough for them to be favored. It really is two bad teams. The Giants' problem has been turnovers on offense and absolutely no pass rush on defense. Manning has been very error prone. The running backs have either been hurt. David Wilson was a turnover machine. Now I'm hearing Brandon Jacobs might not play tonight. They might have Peyton Hillis, for God's sake, playing running back. So they've had injuries, but Manning's been bad. But really, the biggest problem, I think, is that their defensive front. You think back to the years they won the Super Bowl. The defensive front went after and beat great quarterbacks. Now their defensive front, they've got 5 sacks this year. They don't make any plays at all, which leaves their back 7 vulnerable. So, yeah, offensive mistakes and defensive ineptitude. It really is a bad team.
Does New York care about the Giants? Somebody was asking me today how many people are going to be watching this game on TV since it's the Vikings or the Giants. And I said, well, it's still New York City. It's still the New York Giants. So there's going to be several million people tuned in the greater New York area. But have you been able to discern whether the fans in New York City have given up on the Giants?
Well, I think they've given up, and I think they'll still watch. That's where the NFL has this whole thing with.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still interested. I mean, they're 0-6, but they still have Manning. They still have Victor Cruz. They still have, some big names. They aren't that far removed from their success. I don't think people are excited to hear about them, but I think people will watch.
If Josh Freeman throws 3 interceptions and passes for 105 yards tonight and the Vikings lose big, then where's the next place that Leslie Frazier turns for a quarterback? Can they give up on this guy too?
I would say that you give him another chance. I mean, listen, the season's gone. You know what Ponder is. You know what Castle is. And I would give Freeman the benefit of the doubt if he has a bad game. And really, you have nothing to lose by playing and not playing it out, just seeing what happens. I mean, if he played, if he played 5 bad games and played 6 great games, you'd have something.
Adrian Peterson, last question. I'll let you get back to work, Jim. But Adrian Peterson went through the death of his child last week and played. There's been some stuff reported on some of the entertainment websites like TMZ.com and those places that there are some other children out there for Adrian Peterson. I don't know the veracity of those reports, but do you see him being affected by the negative publicity that he's received, on the websites and on the talk and all that stuff, or is he immune to that type of stuff?
Well, I really thought that he was the kind of guy who channeled everything into competitive fire, whether it's positive or negative. I didn't think he played particularly well last week, though. And I know he didn't. He's playing against a very good defensive front, and the offensive line didn't open many holes. But I just didn't feel like he broke many tackles. So I don't know if it's affecting him. I really don't. I'm really interested to see how he plays tonight because I've been asked the same question. I'm not sure what the answer is.
All right, Jim. Thank you as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. Talk
you bet. Jim Suhan, Star Tribune newspaper in 1500 ESPN. You can read his work at StarTribune.com.